Now, this week, scientists have also shown for the first time in humans that cells that are made from human embryonic stem cells can be used safely to partially restore vision. Now, working with two blind registered American patients, Bob Lanza, who's a stem cell pioneer from a company called Advanced Cell Therapeutics in Massachusetts in America, they've announced in The Lancet this week, the medical journal, a trial in which they have taken human embryonic stem cells. They have, by culturing these cells in the correct conditions, persuaded the cells to turn into what are known as retinal pigment epithelial cells. These are cells which form the back lining of the eye, and they have a very important job to do in terms of nourishing and nurturing the photoreceptors, which are the cells that turn the light that comes into our eyes into nerve signals that the brain can decode. And in some diseases, you lose this retinal pigment epithelial layer, and because the photoreceptors are deprived of that nurturing and nourishing support role that these cells would normally supply, the photoreceptors then subsequently follow suit and people get irreversible blindness. And a good example of this is macular degeneration, and there's also a paediatric equivalent, and that tends to affect older people. There's also a paediatric equivalent which is called Stargardt's macular dystrophy, both of which, again, are caused by damage to this retinal pigment epithelium. So what Bob Lanza and his team did was to take these retinal pigment epithelial cells that they made from the stem cells, and they injected 50,000 of them into the worst eye in these two patient volunteers in America who effectively were registered blind, and then followed them up. And 4 months later, both of the patients both reported subjectively and also demonstrated objective improvements in their vision. One patient went from just about being able to see gross hand movements in front of her eyes to being able to count the fingers on the hand of the examiner. Now, this was literally an early phase safety trial to tell whether these stem cell-derived cells could be used safely, because one of the big concerns with stem cell work is that the stem cells could give rise to cells that might cause cancers and things like that. These patients did not suffer any damage to their vision. They did not suffer any visual decrement. Their vision got better. They did not develop any tumours. And most of the time, you'd expect such things to occur within a very short time of cells like this being implanted into the body. Now, the patients did need to be immunosuppressed to have this done, to stop their immune system attacking these foreign cells. But what's not known is how long they would have to remain immunosuppressed or what the long-term outcome for them would be. But we spoke to Bob Lanza earlier this week about the implications of this work.
The goal of this therapy is not to cure blindness, but rather to slow down or prevent the onset of the disease process altogether. So these safety studies were being carried out in patients who already had advanced stage disease and who had already lost their photoreceptors, that is, the cones and the rods we see with. So if we can show the cells are safe and well tolerated, we can then start to treat patients earlier in the course of the disease with those more significant results that might potentially be expected.
In other words, you go into people who don't yet have sight loss, and you remedy the disease process in them so they don't actually go blind at all. Let's hope so. I mean, it sounds encouraging, doesn't it, Kat?
Yeah, and it's certainly interesting in the light of the news story I talked about earlier, where there are these techniques now where you can reprogram things like fibroblasts, just skin cells from adults, and reprogram them back into a more embryonic-like state and then turn them into something else. So, given that these patients had to have immunosuppressive drugs because they were getting non-self cells, they were getting cells from another source, perhaps then the future is to try and take your own cells and turn them into these embryonic cells and then turn them into retinal cells to replace your own. Be interesting to see if that's where this goes.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.